Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Joe Piccolo, who 16 years as mayor of Price City. But we're not talking about that today. We're talking about a meeting, the faith-based initiative, which is a throw-off of the CARE program, and where community leaders and all the denominations are represented, in addition to programs about an effort to overcome drug addiction, to prevent it and then to treat it. Thank you, Joe, for being with us on this important subject.
Thank you, Glenn and Castle Country Radio, for helping spread the word that this group is energetically involved in trying to reduce the risk of suicide and drug abuse in our community. So,
you are the discussion leader about community attitudes and characteristics. Tell us about that.
Our group is the faith-based initiative. First of all, was just overwhelming in the way that they've come together. We've had 50 to 70 ecclesiastical leaders meet regularly every month for the last 6 months, learning about the problems and issues that we have at hand. And we've broken ourselves into three committees. One is community attitudes and character. One is mental health and wellness. One is the judicial systems processes. Chosen three chair people to help lead those committees as subcommittees of the faith-based initiative. Our committee is, we've got 20 to 30 members that are participating in trying to decide how to develop the character that's here. We believe Carbon County is a very resilient community, and I don't think anyone could argue that. I think that resilience comes from the mining mentality. Everybody that's underground is a brother to each other, and no one comes out unless all of them come out, so to speak. When my father was involved in coal mining, and most everyone in our community is touched by someone who was involved in coal mining. And I think that builds the basic resilient character that's here, and it lays untapped for our youth. So we believe that we can carry a voice forward together on a regular basis between the ecclesiastical leaders, community, and the schools, repeat it often enough to allow our children to understand that they have that resource and they can use it at will. That's kind of, in a nutshell, what our committee is looking at, is a method to remind parents in a way and remind children in a way that they have the character qualities. I will finish what I start, the integrity, the honesty, all the good qualities that are here to be used at will. That's kind of our charter at this point. We've not hit the ground yet, because we want to be able to use the programs that are in place. The school district has programs that exemplify good character on a regular basis. We want to look into that and try to dovetail to it so that we don't cause extra work for teachers, but we do have the ability to utilize what they're already doing as part of our goals and objectives.
We want to remind our listeners that we're talking with Joe Piccolo, mayor of Price City, on Castle Country Focus, and we're talking about the faith-based initiative and the effort to overcome some very difficult problems with drug abuse and suicide. Joe, we mentioned that all of the denominations are represented, and the character traits that you talked about have no specific religion. They're just plain being basic human beings, decent people.
That's true, Dylan. You know, it was almost alarming. The first meeting that we had, were over 70 ecclesiastical leaders formed, and I've always recognized that our community has a great diversity in religious values. I'm not 100% sure why that is the case, but as a young man growing up, I knew that we had our little group that we ran around with had several religious diverse values, and we all appreciated them. This was just a complete verification that that strength is here. I'm certain there are over 30 denominations in our community, and each of them are represented. We move our meetings from month to month to the different organizations, and I think we'll be 2 years or 3 years in the process of circulating through each organization that's represented.
Karen Dolan gave her report from their group, which is on mental health, about the various tools that are available at no cost in training about various mental health issues.
The strength that we believe that will happen there is we train the ecclesiastical leaders and the community leaders that are attending with Four Corners Mental Health evidence-based tools that they have, is that we'll have a broader base so that the contact points for suicide or drug abuse, as they contact their ecclesiastical leader who they trust very well, they'll be better equipped to handle or to direct the handling of those issues so that they can then educate the person who needs it most. The most vulnerable person is the one that's deciding whether or not to use drugs or to whether or not to commit suicide. The more we can spread the evidence-based training toolkit through our community, through community leaders and ecclesiastical leaders, the more likely contact point will be successful to save that person from making a bad decision.
In addition to that, our third group was the law enforcement, and the sheriff talked about a program.
Sheriff Wood chairs the Judicial Process Committee, and Judge John Carpenter and others are involved in it. Judge John Carpenter has had an extremely positive effect on helping prevent recidivism and those kinds of things, reinvolving the inmate back into the community as a productive citizen. So that kind of rounds up the process that we're looking at. Is most of the time when an incarcerated person is released, they wind up in front of their ecclesiastical leader first. They don't really have, a lot of them have no place to go. So it makes a perfect sense to have the ecclesiastical leader understand that the resources that are available in our communities so that it's not just the church that's helping reintroduce the released inmate back into the community. It all makes perfect sense to see it come together, and I think it will make a big difference in our community.
So we're talking about attitudes and characteristics, mental health, diseases, and tools to help overcome that, and then if you go into the legal system, how help can be obtained through that. It's really a complete effort on the community's part.
It is, and that's exciting. You know, as long as I've been involved in political community programs, it was not easy for me to understand how the legal system works for incarceration and what the processes are. So it's not like everybody knows what everyone else knows. The strength comes when we can collaborate that together. It's collaborative intelligence, that's what I call it, so that you do know how to direct somebody in the right area to find help when you have that opportunity. It's not always that the victim winds up in front of the right resource, but if we spread the information further, it will become more likely that they do wind up in the right place to get help when they need it, and then they don't proliferate the bad choices that they've already made once before.
Thank you, Joe, for being with us and talking about this faith-based initiative here on Castle Country Focus.
Well, thank you, Dylan, for helping spread the word. That's one of the biggest parts that we need to do, is let people know that we are working on this. We will have some solutions, and it will change the face of our community.